Hello there, this is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us again here on Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, Hospedia Channel 1 and online. Today we're continuing the Advent theme of John the Baptist. Last week we heard about this prophet's background, what was so special about his birth and how he was raised. We listened to where his mission began and how the crowds reacted to him. We also heard the first part of his message to the people, which was to prepare their hearts to receive the coming King by way of repentance and baptism in the River Jordan. But this week we'll be looking at the second part of his message. But let's first begin with a song, a Negro spiritual, from the film 12 Years a Slave. It takes place at the side of a grave as slaves mourning the death of an old friend begin to sing about the Jordan River. They sing about this river because its unstoppable force represents freedom. They know that one day, because of their faith, they will pass on to glory over the Jordan into God's kingdom, and nothing or no one will be able to stand in their way. Here's Roll Jordan Roll.
Went down to the River Jordan, where John baptized three. When I woke the devil in hell, says Johnny baptized me. I say, roll, Jordan, roll.
Oh, now
roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year, Jordan, roll.
Well, some say John was a Baptist.
Some say
John was a Jew.
I believe.
But I say John was a preacher, cause my Bible says so too. I say, roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll.
Hallelujah.
Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll.
Hallelujah.
Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll.
Everybody say,
roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll.
The people living in and around the River Jordan longed for their coming King and Messiah, for it was promised that he would set them free from their oppression, and they rejoiced to hear John say that his arrival was imminent. So what else did John say to the people? I'm reading from verse 7, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 3. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the tree. And every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. Ferdinand Ortega sings a wonderful version of Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus.
Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus, born to set Thy people free. Our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in Thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth Thou art, they desire of every nation,
message of repentance didn't suit everyone. Some there were wary and suspicious of him. There may have been some who had smug expressions on their faces and who were full of pride. John addressed them as a brood of vipers. He warned them that just because they were descendants of Abraham, it didn't mean they would automatically find favour with God. John implied that God would call other people if they remained proud and unrepentant. I was at a church meeting once, a day of renewal, where people were being invited down to the front of the church at the end of the service to offer their lives to God and receive His Spirit in their lives. And I was determined not to budge out of my seat. Pride glued me to it, even though I really did want to go down. I'm a teacher, for goodness sake, I reasoned to myself. I've got a reputation to think of. I'm dignified and above all this emotion. And what if I do go down to be prayed for and someone actually recognises me? Lord forbid. Perhaps these smug-faced people in John the Baptist's day displayed the same kind of pride and resistance. But at the close of that meeting, when equipment was being put away, only then did I swallow my pride. I just knew I needed God to fill the emptiness inside me. And so, in a very subdued and tearful manner, I went over and asked the leaders to pray for me. And this precious moment that followed was the hinge on which my life got turned around. How might we have reacted had we been there in Jesus' days listening to John the Baptist? Might we have responded in exactly the same way as that brood of vipers, remote, full of pride? No, thank you. What you're saying doesn't apply to me. I'm British. Stiff upper lip and all that. I worship God in my own way, thank you very much. But how about we come to God just as we are? Here's a song called Just As I Am, sung by Brenton Brown.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with all my conflicts, all my doubts, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Jesus, take all.
So, who or what exactly were the people expecting? Who were they waiting for? What exactly had they been promised by the ancient prophets? In a nutshell, throughout Scripture, there was a hope that a Messiah would come, who would be human as well as divine, who would be a prophet as well as a king, of the line of David, a high priest and a good shepherd. Such a Messiah would bring about a new covenant with God, and he would defeat the powers of the evil one. He would lift the curse of sin from the people and forgive their sins. He would bring healing to them and reconcile them to God, and his blessings would be for the whole world and not just for them. Perhaps the people reasoned that only a conqueror or a warrior king like David could achieve all these things. But instead they were given a Lord of love and compassion. Instead of leading them to war, he would preach peace. Instead of a triumphant procession on a warhorse, he would one day ride a donkey into the holy city. In the place of a throne, he would come to embrace a cross of wood. Jesus of Nazareth would fulfill all these prophecies by way of his ministry, his death, and his resurrection. We haven't heard Stuart Townend for a little while now, so here's one of his songs called There Is a Hope.
Sing this together.
There is a hope that burns within my heart, that gives me strength for every passing day. A glimpse of glory now revealed in meager part, yet drives all doubt away. I stand and Christ in me, the hope of. is a hope that lifts my weary head, a consolation strong against despair. And when the world has plunged me in its deepest pit,
made his message of repentance quite clear. He told the people that they had a duty to serve God wherever he had placed them. Share what you have, your food, your clothes, your possessions, he said to the people. To the tax collectors, he advised them to be honest and not deceitful. To the soldiers among them, he told them to cease their violence, speak truthfully, and be content with their pay. He was laying down a social gospel, which Jesus would come to affirm too. The first verse of our next hymn has this to say: Christ's is the world in which we move. Christ's are the folk we're summoned to love. Christ's is the voice which calls us to care. And Christ is the one who meets us here. Here, written by John Bell and Graham Maule, is a song called Christ's is the world in which we move, with soloist Joanne Hogg with the choir of Liverpool Metropolitan Cathedral.
That their living is all in vain. Christ makes with his friends a touching place.
John was most insistent he was not the king himself. He claimed no glory for himself, and he was not the anointed one. I baptize you with water, he said, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. John the Baptist pointed away from himself to the one who would baptize with the Holy Spirit of God and with fire. So let us be people who know their need of God and in all humility draw close to him. May our repentance be real and from the heart, and let us pray to keep on being renewed daily in heart, mind and spirit, so the light of Christ can live deep inside us and bring hope to others. Maddie Pryor is a well-known singer, and here she is with the Carnival Band singing a hymn called O Thou Who Camest From Above.
O Thou Who Camest From Above, the pure celestial fire to impart, kindle a flame of sacred love on a burning altar on my heart. Then let it for thy glory burn within.
John the Baptist was unafraid to challenge the proud, the high and the mighty, and he was prepared to lay down his life for the truth that he was called to preach. Whatever our calling or vocation in life, let us be true to it. Whatever gifts we've been given by God, let's put them to use for the benefit of the world. Our final song is also by Maddie Pryor in the Carnival Band, and it's called Light of the World, which was written by Charles Wesley. Let me read the first verse to you, which talks of Jesus being the focus of people's lives. And if we keep our eyes on him and allow ourselves to be guided by him, we have nothing to fear in this world. The language here is old-fashioned, but powerful nonetheless. It says, Light of the world, thy beams we bless. On thee, bright sun of righteousness, my faith has fixed its eye. Guided by thee through all I go, nor fear the ruin spread below, for thou art always near. So here's our final hymn, Light of the World. Bye for now.
Light of the world, thy beams I bless, on thee, bright sun of righteousness, my faith hath fixed its eye. God, peace.